Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Monday, the 10th of June, 2024, from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news on the Isle of Man. And background to that news with Manx sport and business and travel updates and the newsmakers in person. This evening, butchers were warned about the Manx meat delay. Fortnightly bins are working, say Douglas Council. The motor vessel Manxman coped well with the TT, cracking down on harbour pollution, and TT's Dean Harrison apologises for speeding.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Siobhan Fletcher.
Faster Mai. Both runways at Ronald White Airport were temporarily shut for around an hour earlier after a light aircraft landed with a burst tyre, impacting several flights in and out of the island. The plane has since been successfully and safely moved from the runway and normal operations have resumed. Policing the Queen's visit to the Isle of Man in March cost more than £100,000. The Isle of Man Constabulary has published the figure in response to a Freedom of Information request. The Manx SPCA says fraudsters have used its name as part of a scam on social media. The animal welfare charity says it's not holding an August fair, despite an event posted on Facebook over the weekend claiming otherwise. Further afield, two 12-year-old boys have been found guilty of murdering a man with a machete in Wolverhampton. The killers of 19-year-old Sean Sisahi are said to, thought to be the youngest convicted murders in Britain since the James Bulger case in 1993. Post-mortem tests in Greece appear to show TV doctor Michael Mosley died of natural causes. Police sources say they've ruled out foul play on the island of Symi. And people in the UK appear to be responding to an NHS appeal for O-type donors to give blood after chaos caused by hacking attacks on hospitals in London. The blood services website has been struggling with demand. There are your headlines, news at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's guidance on powers of attorney and more. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you. Siobhan from the Ronalds Way Met Office. There were occasional strong winds in the North Irish Sea. It seems to be calming down. State of sea slight to moderate this evening. And the weather for the Isle of Man, dry with some late brightness in a moderate to fresh northwesterly. It's going to be dry and clear after dark and down to 8 through the night. For Tuesday, Jemert, dry with variable cloud. Sunny intervals in a moderate northwesterly, up to 14 degrees. Overnight minimum is 8. And Ukraine, dry with sunny periods and a light to moderate westerly. Highest temperature, 14 degrees. Tight on the way out. Low water, 2 minutes past 9. Sunsets, 10 to 10 tonight. High water, 13 minutes after 3 a.m. Sunrise, 14 minutes before 5. And the morning low tide, 7 minutes to 10.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. It's easy to repair broken greenhouse glass at Manx Glass and Glazing. For greenhouse glass cut to size, call 674 573.
Isle of Man Meat says it's really disappointed to see a post from a Manx butcher criticising stock availability on the Isle of Man. Lee Mayers took to Facebook this morning telling customers he put an order in last week to be delivered today but found most of the order was missing. Isle of Man Meat's managing director, Rebecca Meyer, says butchers were pre-warned about post-TT delays.
Really disappointed to see a post from one of our butchers around stock availability this morning. I would like to confirm that we have a large amount of boxed beef and lamb stock available in the fridges at Isle of Man Meats, available for purchase this week. What we don't have is hanging carcass stock. Now, the difference being some whole lambs or on the bone cuts come directly from a carcass. The rest come into box stock because it runs through our cutting room. So it's a little bit of an operational nuance. During TT week, we pre-planned to not bring animals through the access road to the plant due to the fact that it would cause an obstruction and distress to the animals because we sit right in the middle of the TT course. So what we've provided is box stock available for all our butchers, Everybody was notified, all of our customers, on the 2nd of May 2024 that this would be the planning, so that they had to get their orders nice and early to ensure that they were available. We're really disappointed to see it because we've had such a successful TT with a high amount of demand and a high amount of delivery. And as we say, due to preparation, there is plenty of box stock of both beef and lamb available at the plant to order.
Douglas Council says it's seen an increase in recycling since the bin collection moved to fortnightly about 18 months ago. Chair of Environmental Services Falk Horning says residents have adapted to the change and they've received fewer complaints.
Yes, there was also a decrease in waste collected in black bins, residual waste, which is better for the environment, of course, so it doesn't just all get burned. And it also decreased the amount of money that the council has to pay towards the incinerator. So the financial savings of the whole schemes, which were also bigger than anticipated. And another consequence is that we could off-lease one of the refuse collection vehicles and buy an additional recycling collection vehicle, which was delivered to the island just in the last couple of weeks. Yes, we monitor the recycling participation rate on an ongoing basis. I don't have the very latest figures on top of my head, but they are continuing to increase. It's not always gradual. There are like some little drops and then there are some exceedingly good months, but it is still on an upward trajectory. And the financial expenditure of the additional recycling vehicle, of course, was there, but this was more than offset by, for example, the off-leasing of the vehicle and the additional savings made by the council. So it's only good that the council reinvests some of the savings back into the service. So the report was considered by council like in the February meeting, and it's not a private report. It can be requested, but if people want to see it, they can do it on request. Further changes to our waste service are not very likely in the immediate next few months because national government is thinking about a new waste strategy. They are going to consult with local authorities in the next couple of months on that. So Douglas Borough Council is just going to see which direction it takes and not make any big changes until then.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
This year was the first TT for the steam packet's new flagship. The Manxman and senior steam packet staff say the vessel coped well with her first TT. Here, Chief Officer Ben Hopkins, Captain Byron Worley, explaining some of the challenges.
So it affects the turnarounds, and that's why with the timing and things, we obviously have got to get those passengers on and off in a safe manner, and it just takes time, especially with the motorbikes. We've got to lash and make sure each one's secure as we go along. So yeah, just the bigger numbers, larger number of camper vans as well and things, which sort of add to the awkwardness of the loads, but that's what the loading officers are there for, and they work around it with the deck team, who are brilliant and vessel loaded as quickly as they can.
So as always, safety is always our major concern. So speed and commerciality is obviously a factor, but safety is my main aspect of the whole operation, and with the increased loads and the capacity, this is always a factor that we consider. But all through the TT, we haven't had any incidents yet, so we've been doing our job well. And as I said, that with the extra capacity of the Manxman, she swallows up very large loads quite quickly. With the well-trained crew now, they're getting very used to this vessel, so they're managing to get a lot of this cargo on board, say your race trucks and things like this, which are more challenging. With the extra space there, it makes it an awful lot easier to manoeuvre these vehicles onto our decks.
The shoreside planning, huge planning goes into events like TT, Manx Grand Prix, the Southern 100, massive shoreside operation. Obviously the increasing bikes and passenger traffic, we've got to work out how to bring the freight in, keep the freight stored on the island. But yeah, it's a huge planning operation both in Heysham and in Douglas to make sure it goes smoothly. A lot more vans on board, people travel with vans, camper vans. It makes loading slightly more, I would say, awkward for the loading officers because they don't have the smaller cars to block in spaces. They lose a little bit of space here and there, so it really takes a lot more thought from both the lads on deck, the loading officer and the shoreside to get the ship loaded safely and efficiently.
21 minutes now before 6. Faster my good evening, live from Douglas in the Isle of Man. This is Manx Radio. TT rider Dean Harrison says he said sorry to police after being caught speeding on his way back to the grandstand. He'd broken down during one of the practice sessions and was trying to get back in time to go round the course again.
Well, I broke down going into Parliament Square on the bike, so I leant it against the wall, and obviously I'm frantically running around like, oh, has anyone got a bike that can lend me, or somebody give me a lift back to the pits, because it was the first lap, you see. I'd only got, obviously, to Parliament Square, and luckily Keith goes, oh, you can use my CBR 600. He says, but I can't get back to the pits. I says, oh, well, will you give us a, obviously let me on the back? He's like, yeah, no problem. from. So he was going to give me a backy back. I thought, right, perfect, pillion back to the pits. And then I thought, if I don't make this session, at least I might make the Super Sport session, which is the separate one after the Superstock Superbike. And then he goes, oh, I don't know where I'm going. He goes, I says, I'll just go on the Laxey Coast Road. He goes, well, where's that? I'm like, oh, right. I says, well, he goes, well, you ride, I'll get on back of you. I'm like, right, sound, that'll do. So I jumped on the bike, and I do have a bike license, by the way, so I'm all right for riding on the road. So I jumped on the bike, and we go hooning back, but obviously I was going probably a little bit quicker than I should have done on the coast road in the 50 limits, country lane, so there were no built-up areas. And I undertook an unmarked police bike that I didn't know were obviously a police bike. And then I can't remember his name. It was all a bit of a blur at the time. So when you get off a bike doing 200 miles an hour and you jump on that, it feels like you're going really slow, but you're not. And I stopped in Onken, down just on Douglas Front. When I stopped at the lights, you've got to go like that way around. He came screaming and shouting at me like, what the F are you doing? And all, I'm like, sorry. He's like, where do you think you're going? I'm like, I'm stood there in Honda levers, my helmet on my knee. I'm like, well, I'm as guilty as charged. There's no saying it won't me or all that. So I'm like, I'm sorry, mate. I says, I'm under the bus here. There's nothing I can do about it. But he's like, right, get on your way. And he followed me back to the pits. And then I went over to the police station that night and apologised, but I couldn't find him. So I went to the front desk and says, I'm sorry about that. I didn't, there was no intention of being wild riding, as I say.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
The bill for policing Queen Camilla's royal visit to the Isle of Man earlier this year topped £100,000. The full story with Lewis Foster.
£101,463.13, to be exact. The Isle of Man Constabulary has published the figure in response to a Freedom of Information request. That total, however, doesn't include a small amount from two outstanding invoices. Queen Camilla visited the island on the 20th of March to formally confer Douglas's city status. The majority of the cost comes from footing the bill for support from overseas officers. Altogether, just shy of £58,000 was spent on commissioning officers from Greater Manchester Police, North Wales, Cheshire and Lancashire. £11,931 was spent on ferries, £12,374 on accommodation and £536 on flights. Douglas was granted city status as part of Queen Elizabeth II's Platinum Jubilee celebrations. A similar FOI request asked what costs had been incurred by Douglas Council from the event. Items such as a plaque, a display cabinet, Union Jacks, umbrellas and a pillow for the Queen's seat at the Town Hall contributed to a bill for the local authority of almost £5,000.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 17 minutes now before 6, ME Group International reported strong trading for the first 6 months ended 30th of April in an update today with a 4.6% increase in revenue, or 8.6% excluding foreign exchange, and a 10.3% rise in profit before tax, or 13.6% notwithstanding currency effects compared to the same period last year. The FTSE 250 company put the growth down to a robust performance in its core photo booth and laundry operations. Its PhotoMe photo booth operation saw a revenue increase of 2.3% or 7.4% excluding foreign exchange, fueled by global demand for official photo IDs. For a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com. Amazon's facing £1 billion damages claim from UK retailers, the biggest ever collective action launched by British retailers. The claim, filed by the British Independent Retailers Association, BIRA, alleges that Amazon illegally misused retailers' data and manipulated the buy box to benefit its own operations between 2015 to date. BIRA claims Amazon used non-public retailer data to determine new product segments and pricing elements to copy and target shoppers. Information retailers were unaware was being misused. While Amazon denies the claim, BIRA's chief exec states the legal action aims to obtain compensation for Amazon's alleged illegal actions that are detrimental to independent retailers. The e-commerce giant insists small businesses thrive on the Amazon platform. However, the unprecedented £1 billion claim highlights mounting scrutiny over Amazon's data practices.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookhall.
European stocks fell as traders reacted to initial results from the EU parliamentary elections. US stocks were trading flat to mixed. Gold regained some ground following its biggest daily drop in 3.5 years last session. Oil rose. The numbers reported by Ramsey Crookhall at the close in London, the FTSE 100, down just over 0.25%, 8,200. 223. The DAX in Frankfurt down again almost 0.5% at 18,472. A short time ago in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down 0.25%, 38,704. And the NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up almost 0.2% at 17,160. In Chicago, the S&P 500 down 0.3% at 5,345. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is trading at $1 27.2 cents, €1 18.4 cents, and 23 South African rand 83.7 cents. In commodities, gold's up 0.5%, $2,304 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up almost 2% at $81.01.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsay Crook all later?
No, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
3:15.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsay Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The Manx government's announced plans to crack down on the pollution of the Isle of Man's harbours. The Department of Infrastructure and Environment has launched a new campaign. The full story with Amy Griffiths.
As the weather's allegedly getting nicer, more and more people are expected to be swimming in the sea and using our harbours. And it's hoped this scheme will help protect the harbour environment from unnecessary pollution. A series of guidelines for harbour users has been issued, including advice for managing engine leaks, directions for removing waste oil, using vessels regularly to reduce the build-up of foul on the hulls, and how to alert the authorities about pollution leaks. Signs will now be put up providing information on how to prevent polluting the waters and also the possible legal consequences of ignoring the rules. Harbours are protected by a number of laws which say no substance or article from a vehicle, vessel, aircraft, hovercraft or marine structure can be left in Manx waters. The Environment Minister Claire Barber says harbour pollution poses a significant threat to marine life, with just 1 litre of oil or fuel capable of affecting 1 million litres of water. She adds, we must do all we can to prevent further damage and protect the natural wildlife and species found in our UNESCO biosphere. Tim Crookall is the Infrastructure Minister. He says it's crucial for every individual to play their part in preventing pollution and reporting incidents properly. The Harbours Division team is said to be on hand to support anyone with questions or concerns, and you can also find out more at manxradio.com.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Sean Cowper.
Fastamai, Isle of Man tennis player Billy Harris has moved into the top 200 in the ATP World Rankings after reaching the semi-finals of the Surbiton Trophy. It's the first time the 29-year-old has reached the last four of an ATP Challenger 125 event. He lost 6-4, 6-4 in the semis to eventual champion Lloyd Harris, having overcome former world number 39 Mikhail Kukushnin in the quarters. Harris described his run at the event as one of his best weeks, crediting the support of the crowd with helping him reach the last four. It moves Harris up 18 places in the world rankings to 183, making him the British number 7. He'll be back in action tomorrow when he takes on world number 170 Chak Wong in the first round of the Challenger event at Nottingham, where the top seed is British number 1 Cameron Norrie. Manx cyclist Max Walker finished second overall in the ZLM Tour in the Netherlands. The 22-year-old Astana rider was just 20 seconds adrift of general classification winner Runa Herregots. Walker began the five-stage race with a strong performance in the time trial on the opening day before climbing up the order on stage three. And Mark Cavendish is taking part in what's expected to be his final event before this year's Tour de France. The Manx missile was 58th in the individual time trial on the opening stage of the Tour de Suisse. The eight-stage race is expected to have a couple of sprint finishes, but Cavendish's team manager at Astana is reported to have said the Manxman is there to work on his climbing ahead of the Tour. The Tour de France gets underway on the 29th of June, where Cavendish will be looking to break the record for the most stage wins at the event, having tied Eddy Merckx's total of 34 in 2021.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Rundlesway, the EasyJet 5:10 from Liverpool was cancelled. The next, it's a 7:25 Loganair from Edinburgh showing on time. The 7:35 EasyJet from Gatwick is delayed for about an hour till 8:30. The 5:08 Loganair from Liverpool returning patient transfers on time. And the 10:09 Loganair from London City currently showing delayed at 9:30. The 5:40 EasyJet to Liverpool has been cancelled. 6:00 Loganair to Liverpool is on time. The 5:08 Loganair to Edinburgh showing on time. The 8:05 EasyJet to London Gatwick now will be out around 9:00. On the roads, temporary lights on Alexander Drive in Douglas at the Devonshire Road Albany Road junction for some gas main works. Hillside Avenue to Circular Road's closed for window replacement. A section of Switzerland Road's closed for building work till November. In Tramode, temporary lights at the bottom of Johnny Watterson's Lane near Cars Lane for installation of a new Puffin crossing. In Farm Hill, temporary lights on Vicarage Road at the Stevenson Way roundabout for water main replacement. Temporary closures on Strang Road, Union Mills for tree felling, and temporary lights on Andrus Road, north of the Bride Road junction for a mains connection there. In Colby, phase closures on Ballykill Ferrick Road for water main work and on the Stivey Road 2 for the same. And remember, the mountain road is one way in the direction of the course, Ramsey Hairpin to the Craig, till tomorrow. The road closes tomorrow completely from 9:30 to 4:30 to remove the one-way system. When it reopens, it'll be two-way. And remember, until then, cycling is prohibited on the mountain road.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
If you're watching, you'll know party politics is dominating the news in the UK at the moment, but how big a part does it play on the Isle of Man? Well, Joni Farragher, MHK, is the Manx Labour Party leader, and Douglas councillor Devon Watson is the vice president, discussing the role the Manx Labour Party plays on the Isle of Man.
I think it's so important to bring out that the Council of Ministers don't have any more mandate to actually decide the agenda of an administration than the rest of us do. It's quite arbitrary, really, that we have this system. It feels to me like we've created that in place of a political party system, and we should just accept that we should bring in a political party system instead.
One of the things that surprises me is that there are quite a number of progressive political parties, I should say. Wouldn't it be better if all you progressive political types bandied together and formed one party rather than having all these disparate parties? And perhaps then you could make a significant breakthrough.
They're always welcome to join. One thing that we do see, at least in a local level, at least in Douglas Council, 5 out of the 12 members are members of political parties, and that includes both Greens and Labour. But at the end of the day, Green and Labour, at least at local level, have different sort of goals that they want to achieve, and we do work together to sort of achieve joint aims. I wouldn't be in the position I'm in terms of having chairmanship of social housing for Douglas if it wasn't for help of the Greens and vice versa with their help within regeneration. And it's one of those in which progressives do work together here. But I think it's also important that voters also have that variety of choice at the end of the day. I mean, if you've got slightly more sort of market-based type of ideals, Liv Annan is open there for you. If there are certain environmental agendas that you're looking for and aren't as worried about sort of certain issues of economic justice, there are other parties there. We're very clear on where we stand, and I think that we're happy to work with other parties, and always.
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years, this is Manx Radio.
Manx photographers had her work recognised by a British magazine. Zanna Corlett's been named Destination Wedding Photographer of the Year in the Global Wedding Awards by Lux Life magazine.
I can't believe I actually managed to win the award. I'm very excited about it. I was nominated, and I do not know who nominated me or how it happened, but I was nominated, and then they contacted me and said, would I be interested in taking part? Of course, I said yes, and then I had to answer a load of questions and all my social media, wedding galleries, and give them information about myself. And they then went and evaluated for about 2 months. They went through all of the applicants, and then I had a message from them saying that I've received the award, and then I had to wait another 2 months before it was made public. I've always loved photography and travel. So those are both my two greatest passions. So being able to combine the two is obviously my dream. And obviously Actually, I love photographing on the island. It is my home, and that's where I do most of my weddings. But being able to head to places like Italy, Iceland, and most recently Kenya, the experiences and the people that I get to meet is just something I wouldn't be able to do if I only photographed here. And it's just exciting. I love the nature on the Isle of Man. So there's so many beautiful spots here. But I guess my favorite ones are in the sort of the west, on the west coast, especially around the Sound and Port Erin, Narbal, into Balaf Beach, all of those, Peel as well. They're all beautiful. To be honest, it's really hard to find a spot on the island that is not beautiful and that I wouldn't enjoy photographing.
This week is Carers Week, the annual campaign aimed at highlighting the challenges carers face. The Manx charity Crossroads is hosting a number of events to mark the week for around the 10,000 carers based here. His chief executive of Crossroads, Jackie Betteridge.
I think for me, yes, you've got those carers that might be doing a little bit of something, but we literally have probably got about 10,000 people's lives who have been changed and will be changed for the foreseeable. And I don't think there's enough understood, A, about where they fit into the system, who they are they recognised? And as we only have a tiny population, I mean, 86,000 is not a lot of people, it's time that we really stepped up to the mark and not just celebrated, but also recognised carers. So we run services to give respite. That's really important to a carer. At the moment, there is a lack of carers' assessments, but that is being addressed. Going forward, that is being addressed. We're in talks with Manx Care and the Department of Health and Social Care about what that will look like. But people's lives are actually changed. So we've got, you know, you're going to have cohorts of people who've had to give up work. We're going to have cohorts of people who thought they were going into retirement and actually it's not what they thought was going to end up at the end of them, you know, having worked 40 years of their lives. We will have babies born today that will be, you know, disabled. We will have many, many things. And we need to get our heads around what that means to us as an island, what it means to the health and care system, and how do we all work side by side? Because at the moment, the emphasis is always on the patient and on the service user. But without carers, those patient service users would not be in the good place that they are now. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what we need to celebrate.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's News Department. Thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6 o'clock, Phil Gorn's here with Agenda and the Manx Development Corporation. Greatest Hits with Chris Kinley at 6.30. Time for Brass with Ian Cotcher at 9 o'clock. And I'm back tomorrow at 5.30 with another update.
WINT.